AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A U.S. official says U.S. intelligence agencies have assembled preliminary evidence that a bomb brought down a Russian airliner over the Sinai Peninsula of Egypt last Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports there are signs also pointing to the Islamic State group as the responsible group.
The group's known to be active on the Sinai Peninsula, and within hours of the jets going down, its Sinai arm claimed responsibility. Initially, that claim was dismissed by Egyptian officials, but now a senior U.S. official is telling us U.S. intelligence agencies have seen evidence, including intercepted communications, that there was a bomb on the plane placed there by Islamic State militants.
Clint Watts, a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute, says if this turns out to be true, it would signal an escalation in the war on terror.
This would have shown some sort of deliberate planning in terms of selecting the target, picking a nation that's one of their adversaries, attacking outside of the traditional fight in Syria, and that this could really, you know, bring a new wave of terrorist attacks to countries that are outside of Syria and Iraq.
Four people were stabbed today as students headed to class at the University of California, Merced. Campus Police Chief Albert Vasquez says officers confronted a male student and killed him.
The responding officers noted the suspect, and when the suspect turned toward the officers, an officer-involved shooting occurred, and the suspect succumbed to his injuries.
San Francisco police are looking tonight for a transgender woman who allegedly threatened a security guard with a hatchet after stealing a handbag from a department store. And a Nevada jury says a self-styled pimp should be put to death for killing three people in a shooting and fiery crash on the Las Vegas Strip. This is AP Radio News. San Diego is settling down after a standoff with police this afternoon that interrupted arrivals at the city's airport. Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman reports shots were fired at police from an apartment complex after they responded to a call from the gunman's former girlfriend.
She wasn't sure, but thought it possibly that he was inside. And I would tell you, she made the exact right call.
The suspect, armed with a high-powered rifle, fired numerous rounds from his ex-girlfriend's apartment near San Diego International Airport, prompting the FAA to halt incoming flights for several hours as a precaution. Later in the day, 33-year-old Titus Colbert walked out with his hands in the air after tossing out a couple of weapons. The apartment building is under the airport's approach path, and planes swoop low over the neighborhood before landing. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.